Good evening, y'all. I'm glad to have you tuning in tonight and welcome you here to this time that we have together. We will study God's word, we'll pray, and we'll believe God, and we'll do some deliverance all by the grace of God. So I hope that you are all right, and we thank God for his work in your life and his work in our life that he's faithful in doing. And thank God for health in our bodies and health in your bodies as well. I'll tell you, that's very important to have. In the hour we live in, we want to walk in God's health and blessing daily in our lives. So we're going to open up with some news here, and then we will go to prayer. Supposedly 900 children age 5 to 11 have received a jab by the end of this Wednesday, which of course a couple of days ago. White House Jeff Zients said, this is so sad. I mean, Dr. Ben Carson said experimental COVID jab for children is not needed. Well, I agree with that. It's not needed. They did it. That's a sad thing that they did it. And so Tramadol, a heart attack drug, was secretly added to Pfizer's children's vax. So they know the dangers of heart problems. So many people have been having. In fact, Franklin Graham had surgery to treat a heart condition. He promoted and took the jab. And so they're putting in something into the children's jab to prevent heart attacks. Well, yeah, what if half of 900,000 children or even 100,000 of them started having heart problems? You think there wouldn't be an outcry? Well, I sure hope there would. Anyway, it's sad to see that going on. Today, pandemic and constant threat of death, sickness, infectious outbreaks of pandemics, really, was what we should call them, are the tools of control to control the population and make them do what the global leaders want. Track and trace everyone and give up your freedom. They're already tracking and tracing and listening by your cell phone anyway, by the way. You should know that, I guess. Most everybody should know that by now, that they listen and they track and trace and they can find you anytime they want with the Amber Alert or some other COVID alert or anything that just suddenly rings up on your phone. Well, how do they know? Yeah, you could even be in a different state and they ring you up. Amazing, isn't it? Nightmare on Sesame Street. Elmo, Oscar, and Big Bird are pushing the COVID jab for children. Make it popular for children. Yeah, all of your buddies are taking it. Yeah, look at that. All those make-believe fake buddies that being used now. A pastor tackles a crazed gunman in Nashville as he marched toward the altar and got at the altar at the front of the church with a weapon. And the Nashville Light Mission Pentecostal Church, where a 26-year-old told everybody to get up, and Pastor Ezekiel, the one who tackled him, told the news that he could see in his eyes that he wanted to kill people. Okay, well, thank God for the pastor tackling him and having the grace of God to do that. Stop that man. 75% of millennials say that they lack purpose in life, a survey finds. Well, yeah, this is without Jesus. Listen, this is true for everybody. What purpose do they really have? Without Jesus, nobody has any purpose. Nobody has anything. So, yeah, that surely makes sense. They lack purpose in life because without Jesus, without the relationship with God, what are you really existing for anyway? Yeah. Well, premature baby born 19 weeks premature survives and sets a new Guinness World Record in Alabama. That's right, in Alabama. The child broke the Guinness World Record for the most premature baby to survive, 132 days premature. And the standard gestation age for a full-term baby is 40 weeks, right? So here we have one almost half of that and survives. So that's amazing grace for that child. Daystar Television, one of the largest Christian networks, an American Family Association, which has radio channels all over the country, said in a lawsuit Tuesday that a federal vaccine mandate forcing large companies to require their employees to get back is a sin against God's word. That's right. Well, they've taken a stand. Good for them. And they probably have over 100 employees, both of them, so they need to take a stand. Yeah. Walmart, of course, they said this week that they're going to call even companies with under 100 employees to try to force them to take that jab, too. Walmart now using fully driverless trucks as automation speeds up in the pandemic. Okay, so Walmart, look out for their trucks. There's no driver in some of them. That's starting in California, so I don't know that you have them out here where we live and where you live. There are some listeners in California, though, so watch out for these trucks. Oklahoma governor orders state agencies to stop issuing non-binary birth certificates not permitted under state law. And so stop it. I mean, how do they start doing such a thing anyway? Right? So binary birth certificate, you know, you're either male or female, you're either male or female when you're born, not binary. Matthew McConaughey comes out against the vaccine mandates for children. He said, I'm not vaccinating mine, not now anyway. But even though he's been vaccinated and his wife has been vaccinated, he's not wanting to vaccinate children. Well, good for you. Too bad that you took it because who knows what's going to happen in your life. Navy SEALs are suing the Biden administration for refusing their religious exemption for the jab. And they're calling it an attempted ideological purge of the Navy SEALs. Well, that's what it is. They're trying to get rid of anybody with any kind of conservative view and get them out to just resign the military or kick them out of the military. And they're doing it in government and the police departments and sheriff departments. They're trying to do it all over the country, get rid of anybody with any kind of sense in their head, any kind of conservative view, any kind of view that the Bible is the word of God. They want to get rid of these people, and they want them out. So this is one way they think they're going to be able to accomplish that purpose. Well, in Jesus' name, we pray people will stand up and fight it. People that are in positions that are where they need to be and God wants them there, pray the Lord will speak to their hearts and tell them to just stay and stand against this stuff to trying to get them out of it. In Jesus' name. And Father, we pray for those people right now. We pray that they'll have the strength and the spiritual strength and the stamina to stand up and say no, devil, and no to these mandates and these lying, deceiving tricks of the devil and evil government to try to get them out. Because they're needed in place, Father. We thank you for keeping them in place. In Jesus' name. All right, Father. All right, so thanks for listening to the program tonight. We're going to go ahead and pray. We did pray already on for them, for the people in these positions. But now we're going to pray and then get ready to get into the word here. I hope you're ready. I hope you're doing all right tonight. And I'm going to pray for you. That's all right, too. Father, I pray for every listener tonight in Jesus' name. I pray for them to be blessed, to be encouraged in God, to be drawn closer to you, Lord, and to be strengthened in the Lord and the power of his might. And Lord, that they'll stand strong and that the enemy will not prevail against these listeners to the program, and that they'll continue to be delivered from every evil thing, and they'll grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, every day, Father, and they'll be hungry for you, that you'll just put in them a hunger for God, and that you'll bless and prosper them in this whole wicked world, even in the midst of all this garbage that's going on, Father, that you will bless them and minister to them and encourage them. And Lord, we pray for health for them too, Lord, that you would heal their body if they're sick, that you would minister to their body, and that you would surround them with the angels and a hedge of protection, Father, and keep them from the wicked one and all the devices of darkness, Father. And Lord, we know you said that we dwell in the secret place of the Most High under the shadow of the Almighty, Father. So I thank you for that today, Lord. I thank you for the many promises in your word, Father. Like Psalms 103:3, that who healeth all, who forgiveth all our iniquity, healeth all our diseases, Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, all that's within me. Bless his holy name and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth us all our iniquity, healeth all our diseases. This is powerful, Lord, and I thank you for these promises, Lord. And I pray that each one of us will embrace these promises and stand strong in them, Father, in these perilous, dark times that we live in. In the name of Jesus, thank you for that, Lord. I thank you for encouraging those who need encouragement today, Father, strengthening them and give them a place of rest and peace, a rest and recovery, rest and rejuvenation for their life, Father, so they can continue to run the race without going weary and wanting to give up and quit. Lord, do you give them the strength to keep running? In the name of Jesus, we thank you for each and every one who listens to this program, both live and later. In Jesus' name, help them all. Minister to them all by your love and grace and out of your mercy, compassion. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Father, we cover the program tonight with the blood of Jesus. Ask your blessing on it. I thank you, Lord, for turning things around in our country, Father. We pray for a removal of that which is evil. In Jesus' name, we bind those wicked things that are being released and those wicked ones who are doing it, we bind them up in Jesus' name and say, no, devil, you can't do it. Cannot use these people. These people will not be your slaves and your servants. In Jesus' name, we pray for an outpouring of your spirit, Father, in this country, Father. We pray for, Lord, extension of the freedom and liberty that we have to live quiet and peaceable lives and share our faith with other people. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the forgiveness of sins today. We thank you that you cleansed us from all unrighteousness, making us to stand in the Lord and the power of your might, oh God. We praise you. We worship you. We thank you and give you all the glory. Thank you for moving tonight, Father. We thank you for the anointing tonight. We thank you for the spiritual breakthroughs for people's lives and deliverance and the opening of our understanding and our spiritual eyes tonight. In Jesus' name, we praise and worship you. Everybody say amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. All right. Dark perils we're going to talk about tonight and the dark perils of this time. The dark perils of this day that we live in. That's the title tonight. We're going to get into that now. Are you ready? You and I will have dark perils in our lives. People will have dark perils in our life, if their lives are lived contrary to the Word of God. And if they ignore the Word of God, then listen, you must not entertain and dwell on thoughts and things that and events contrary to the word. Because evil spirits dominate these things and these kind of thoughts, and they plant those thoughts in your mind in the first place. And if you think about and dwell on these things, on these events, these type of thoughts that evil places in your mind, plants in your mind to get you to yield to them, then you may end up carrying these spirits around yourself. You may end up as an open door for them, and they will come into your life, and they will make their home there. But a lot of people, they go around and claim ignorance, you know. A lot of people want to claim ignorance, you know. But I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Nobody ever told me that. Well, you know, ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is not protection. Let me just let that be made clear here. Because, for example, a lot of people, and they're Christians, because you hear about Christians all the time, like Franklin Graham having surgery for heart problem. And could it be because he got the jab, see? And say, well, you know, they take the vaccination, Christians, taking the jab all the time, first, second, and third. And then they say, well, I didn't know. Well, just because one doesn't know, does that protect them from problems with the taking the vaccination, taking the jab, taking the, you know, really? No, it doesn't. And then, well, how come I got sick? Well, because you took a jab. What are you doing? What are you thinking? The numbers are huge. You look at the statistics of people who took the jab who are sick now, and they're having problems. Well, it is just this week that Newsom, the governor of California, hadn't been seen. Was it 11 days, one day? I don't know if he's been seen yet. I haven't been keeping up with it, but he's sick because he took the third booster. He took the booster shot, and after that, he just got really sick, supposedly, if I understand the news correctly of what's going on. So, yeah, that you think things are okay when they're not okay because of ignorance. Does ignorance about mercury in your fillings protect the people from mercury poisoning? No. See, we don't even want to, you know, act on the, find out what the truth is about things. I didn't know I could have a demon protect a person from having a demon in the first place? From the results of having a demon? No. See, because just because the person's ignorant, you're going to go before God and say, well, I didn't know that would harm me. I didn't know that was not what you wanted me to do. I didn't know. Well, hello. The Lord will say, well, I've given you my Bible. I've given you my word. Did you read it? Did you do anything with it? You know, most Christians, I have to say, well, I didn't do much with it. No, but I did hear it at church, or I did hear it on the radio. That's not enough. Man, that is definitely not enough. If you're not studying word at home, then you're not going to be able to be accountable when he says that. What'd you do with my word? Well, I didn't read it. I didn't study it much. Yeah. If you think on thoughts that demons place in your mind, or if you think on wickedness, because that's what those thoughts are, if they're from a demon, they're wicked, even though they might have come as a pretty brave bait, something nice. They're not. You will very likely reap wickedness in various forms, one of which would be to pick up the spirit which inhabit a thought, because that thought is sent with spirits to see if they can get into you. Or should I say, came with the bait. You know, if you take the bait, you're going to get what comes with the bait. There's hidden within the bait a demon. And so if you take the bait, then you possibly will get the demon that instigated the thought in the first place. Right? I mean, let's just face the reality of things. You know, being ignorant of these things is not going to protect you from them. Being ignorant of demons is not going to protect you from demons. You know, that's the thing, that we're not ignorant of the devices of Satan, the Bible says. We shouldn't be ignorant. You think you can stand before God and tell him, well, I didn't know it was a demon or a fallen angel, so I did it in ignorance and let them devils in because I didn't believe it was a demon or that a Christian could even have a demon? You think that's going to stand? Hey, Christians, you know, they often open up their own lives to dark perils and disastrous stuff by their own willful ignorance. You don't have to be ignorant. We don't have to be ignorant. My people perish for lack of knowledge of the scripture. So, hey, where is the knowledge? The knowledge is in the word of God. It's found there. You got to dig for it, though. Where is the knowledge? In God's word. Do Christians have Bibles? You know, sometimes you wonder if they do buy them. The ignorance that is in so many of them today, you know, it's amazing. Some of the things that we see Christians do and say, and the way some of them act, and it's like they don't even own a Bible. Surely not, because someone that had a Bible surely wouldn't be in that condition. Right? Do they really have Bibles? Well, why do they keep perishing at an alarming rate then if they have Bibles? Well, obviously, because they're not taking the time to know their Bible and the loads of truth that are within the Bible, and the protection, the healing, the blessing, the deliverance, the truth, the freedom, the liberation, the faith walk, the authorities, the peace, the fearlessness, and the promises. I mean, to hear all these Christians who walk, I mean, to see them and to hear them talk, they walk around in fear. They talk about what's wrong with them and how sick they are and how messed up they are. And they're just speaking out fear talk, talk of demons, you know. And the Bible says, fear not, for I am with you. He said, fear not. He said, I'm the Lord that healeth thee. I'm the Lord thy God that dwelleth in the midst of thee. I mean, there's liberation, there's freedom, there's deliverance, there's blessing. There's so much in the Word of God, the promises of God, much, much more that's in the Word. So a person's lack of knowledge will be their peril and could be they're perishing early before their time. It could be the cause of them perishing early before their time. You think that some Christians are not dying now? Look at all the Christians that are dying from COVID and from taking the vaccination and the side effects of that. Yeah. That's sad. Could be perishing early before their time is fulfilled. How many know Christians die before their full days are fulfilled? And it's not necessary, but they do. I mean, folks, let's get hungry for real food. Let's just quit feeding on only junk all the time. I mean, so much junk food out there for Christians to feed on, and they do it, and it fails them. And then they wonder, well, why? Trump is not in office right now. Didn't God say or some other thing that they thought would happen and doesn't or didn't happen? You know, what's going on out there? Well, maybe somebody's getting some things wrong here. I don't know, but it sure looked that way. Sure looked that way, doesn't it? Well, God has answers for disasters and perils. And the perils of this time, God has a food for us to eat of that which we have, for the most part, as the body of Christ, failed to partake of. And we need to be partakers of the food that God has. He says, I have meat that you know not what of. Hey, let's learn more about it tonight. Let's go to Matthew 6 and we start reading some Bible here. Because I'm sure not going to talk about the Bible without using it. You know I use it every week. I want you to know the Word of God. And I'm going to keep using it till Jesus comes, right? Matthew 6:19. Let's read here. 6:9, not 19. 6:9. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and thine is the power, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. So, is this the Lord's Prayer? No, it's not the Lord's Prayer, but that's what people called it. Man gave it that name. And this is how the disciples were instructed to pray, but not necessarily every New Testament believer told to pray that. But notice in verse 11 here, give us this day our daily bread. Is this just talking about physical food, or is there further meaning to it? Well, of course there's further meaning to it, right, than just physical. You know, because God says, you know, he says, my food, my flesh is meat indeed, right? And my blood drink indeed. So right there alone, I ought to tell you, there's more to this whole thing than just physical food. Definitely is. Have you taken communion lately? Maybe we need to do that again on the air. That's so important. So much more going on than just the physical here. Let's go to Mark 7, verse 24. And it says, and from thence he arose and went unto the borders of Tyre and Sidon, and entered into the house, and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him, and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto the dog. And she answered and said unto him, yea, Lord, but yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, for this saying, go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. Hallelujah. And when she had gone out of her, and when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out of her daughter, and her daughter laid on the bed. Wow. Did you hear all that? See, here's the problem. Her child had a demon, and she asked Jesus to get rid of it. What did he say to her? I'm not going to give deliverance to the dogs. It belongs to the children, to God's chosen people. See? It's the children's bread, and it's still the children's bread. It's not for the lost person, okay? But see, the Syrophoenician people, they worship wolves, and he said, I'm not going to give what the children belong to the children of God to the dog worshiper here. But see, this woman began to worship him. And see, she believed God. She didn't, you know, ask for the bread. She just wanted a crumb that fell from the table of the children. And that faith touched God. And it also tells me that a crumb of God's deliverance is enough to deliver a person tonight. Amen? I said the crumb from the table is enough to deliver somebody. Because look what happened to her daughter. It was just a crumb from the table of the children's bread. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So, see, hey, get your crumb. I mean, a crumb is enough. But, hey, we get the whole bread. We get the whole loaf because we're the children of the King. We've got grace. We've been born again. Hey, we're not limited in what we can have, except in our own limitations, but in our own mind. And, you know, some people think they're demons bigger than God. You know, a lot of people I've ministered to thought that over the years. Therefore, they didn't get their deliverance that they could have got because they exalted the demon over God. See, that demon had done so much in their life that they thought the demon was stronger than God. He's not. But see, in their own mind, see, the devil wants people to believe that. See, the Christian has these three problem areas, the flesh and sin and demon and devils, right? I mean, those are the three problem areas, the flesh and sin and devils, just like the unholy trinity, the world, the flesh, and the devil. So if we have sought God and then dealt with the sin and crucified the flesh, and the same problem is just coming up all the time or keeps coming up on a regular basis, it is demonic, and you need the children's bread, and you need to take care of it through deliverance, right? Because it isn't going to go any other way. It isn't going to be dealt with any other way. And what is the children of bread? The loosing from evil spirits. The freedom from evil spirits, see? Deliverance from evil spirits. And some say healing is the children's bread, but hey, they've taken the word out of context because that's not what he's talking about at all here. He's talking about deliverance from demons. And anybody, if it, you know, doesn't take a rocket scientist to read it, see that she wanted a devil cast out, not a healing for her daughter. Her daughter wasn't sick. It had a devil. And it was in the bed. The child was in the bed. With devils tormenting it. Yeah. Some people are so demonized, they can't even get out of the bed. They spend their time in the bed. They're demonized. The devil keeps them there. Yeah. And some sicknesses is a demon, too. You got to know that. A lot of sicknesses, if you don't deal with the demon, you're not going to get them healed. Right? Because they need prayer for healing and casting out of the sickness infirmity spirit. They work together, deliverance. And healing work together in some cases. It's necessary to work that way. And so we, of course, know that no Christian can be totally possessed of a demonic. We're body, soul, and spirit. Our spirit is sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise that lives there and works there in our spirit. But besides our spirit, we have two other parts, the body and the soul, and these parts are not Holy Spirit possessed and come under the influence of evil spirits, right? spiritual activity of darkness. You know that, right? And so the demons are operating there. And the demons, you know, one of the things they do, they build walls. You know, if you haven't encountered demonic walls yet, then maybe you haven't uncovered them yet in your own life. Or you haven't dealt with them in someone else yet. See, they attempt to build walls between you and God and the things of God, you and the Holy Spirit. And they also build walls between people, between spouses and marriages and family members to devastate, separate, destroy, and just as they are continually trying to separate us from God, or to at least, you know, make us think that we're separated from God, even though the Bible says that nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. So they're trying to make you believe that you're separated from God. They're trying to make you think in your own mind, see, because if they could make you believe something in your mind, they could keep you in bondage to that belief, even though it's a lie. How many lies do you think they're being perpetrated today on the American people and that the people have believed? Because they believe mainstream lie and media and other media sources and other school and in the government school system and the propaganda that they're being taught there, they believe that's garbage. So how many lies do you think that the devil has people believing through that? Think about that. So, yeah, because of what people believe, they're in bondage. Just like what people believe, if they believe in the wrong thing, it can kill them. It can get them killed before their time, like we talked about at the beginning. You know, mercury fillings or the COVID thing or some of these other medical procedures that have been proven not to really help people. But, you need this, you know, even though they've been proven that they don't help and they don't fix them. And it just doesn't extend their life. It actually can short their life, some of them. You believe this stuff. People believe stuff that brings them into bondage. We gotta examine what we believe. See? So can the devil truly separate you from God? No, the Bible says nothing. But, you know, if you start believing you're separated, then it has worked and the demons have won a battle and they have weakened you in your walk with God. And they have strengthened their position inside of you. The demons want you to think that you're separated from God and that God is disappointed with you and you're just one big disappointment to God. That's right. And see, when you sin or you fail, demons immediately come and they tell you, look, you've got to atone for this. Yeah, you got to fix yourself. You got straight up because, after all, you're going to have to pay for this. You know, because God doesn't want any more to deal with you now that you've done this. You sure blew it this time. This isn't just all the talk of devils. This is their little way of talking. You can learn to recognize the way demons talk. You can become accustomed to it and be not ignorant of their devices, and then you won't fall into the same old trap repeatedly as so many Christians do nowadays. And they do, some of them, all their life because they never get it. They never get out the way the enemy operates. The demons will tell you, you're going to suffer for this one. Bad things are going to happen to you now. Look what you've done. You know? Or you're not saved. You're no Christian. Look at what you've done. Look at your sins. Look at the mess in your life and the demons that are still inside of you. Look at all that's wrong with you. How you think God is going to save you? You think you're a Christian? All lies. Demons lie to manipulate you, just like governments and politicians lie to manipulate the people of a nation and gain control over the nation. Well, this is what the demons do. Where do you think the politicians and the governments of countries learn to do it? They learn to do it from demons inside of them, right? Demons lie and manipulate to gain control over you, just like people lie and manipulate to gain control over people. So this is nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun, as it says in Ecclesiastes. This has all been done before, but people keep falling for the same old tricks. Ephesians 2:19. It says, now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. See, that's who you are. This is who we are. We're not what the devil says about us. We're what God says about us. And if you know your word, you know that you're you're not a stranger and a foreigner anymore, but a fellow citizen with the saints and of the household of God. Say, I'm in the household of God. You're in the household of God right now. Don't let the devil tell you these lies. Don't believe them. All right? Reading on. It says, and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. You think being built upon Jesus Christ himself will hold you? In whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. We are God's habitation. We are God's dwelling place. Did you get that? So the devil is lying when he tells you lies like this about yourself. See, we're being built and we're growing up into a holy temple. But the enemy is attempting to tear down what is being built and in the process tear you down to where you think you're a nothing, a worthless nothing, a worthless mess. See, just as Sanballat and Tobias tried to stop Nehemiah from rebuilding Jerusalem and the walls of Jerusalem, demons do all they can to stop what God is building and to build their own walls of evil and separation and peril in a person's life. We're going to have to learn from Nehemiah building the walls, though. I tell you, you can learn from these Bible stories. If you haven't taken the time and read the book of Ezra and Nehemiah, do it. You can learn a lot here. Because while they built, they kept a sword in one hand, right? And they worked with the other hand. So must we. See, the sword of the Spirit, spiritual engagement at any time. Because at any time, the enemy could attack and you need to be ready. Be ready always, the Bible says, right? I'm going to read a verse here, a couple verses. Nehemiah 4:17 says, they which build it on the wall, and they that bear burdens with those that laid it, everyone with one of his hands wrought in the work, and with the other hand held a weapon. See, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God that are pulling down a stronghold. See? Remember that scripture? For the builders, every one had his sword girded by his side, and so builded, and he that sounded the trumpet was by me. Powerful, isn't it? Are your hands ready for war at all times? If not, you're going to face a dark peril. You know, you won't be ready, and you'll be overcome by the enemy. Satanic hordes have set up various perils. And if we're not ready for those dark perils, if we remain ignorant, we shall not prevail against them. See? Because we won't be ready to fight. We won't be ready to engage the enemy, and he will overrun us, overcome us. And if you look around, look at the church today. Many are not prevailing today. Some are turning away, and more will in the days ahead. I mean, it is an eerie time right now. Darkness is pushing its way into the church and into people of God wherever it can get away with. Listen, let's go to Psalm 27 now, verse 2. And it says here, when the wicked, even mine enemies, this is talking about devils here. This is about spiritual warfare, spiritual conflict, spiritual battle. When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. They stumbled and fell. Amen. This is a reference to the spiritual battle that we're in. The enemy attempts to control your flesh and your mind, and if he could get away with it, he would do it. See? But in Jesus' name, he's going to stumble and fall. In Jesus' name, when we stand strong in the Lord and the power of his might, and we have ourselves girded up with our weapons and our armor, the enemy's going to stumble and fall. And we're not ignorant of the devices of the enemy? Now notice that in the Lord, what they call the so-called Lord's Prayer in Matthew, it says, forgive us our debts as we forgive. Well, those two are interlinked, aren't they? What happens when you don't forgive? And we all have that opportunity. I mean, every day you have the opportunity to get bitter. Every day you have an opportunity to hold on to unforgiveness. Bitterness is formed. Offenses come. And you let them come in. And you get offended. You get bitter. Bitterness is formed and allowed into you and into your mind. Listen, you need to forgive quickly. Well, they don't deserve forgiveness and they're wrong. Well, I don't care. Forgive them. You got to protect yourself, right? You got to protect you. Well, care what you know going on there. I pray for them and pray that they'll come to repentance and pray their eyes will be open. But hey, you better protect you because you're the one that's going to stand before God and answer for you. And you're not going to answer for them. You're going to answer for you. You know, did you get bitter? Did you live in unforgiveness? Did you refuse to forgive? Or you turned over to the tormentor. No wonder you're being tormented then. See? Oh, yeah. Because if you get bitter, you get unforgiving. If we don't forgive, bitterness is formed. Unforgiveness is allowed in to us. Our minds, spirits move in. Bitterness is a hurt that will not heal. Or you won't let heal. You won't let God heal because you're holding on to it. You're clinging to it and the spirit is there. And many people have roots of bitterness, strongholds of the dark. There's a dark peril going on in your life if you've got unforgiveness and bitterness there. And many times the spirit of pride will come in too to protect bitterness, right? It's right to be there and stay. Well, I have a right to be bitter. So-and-so is really wrong. They hurt me. They wronged me. They did me wrong. Or they did my family wrong, or they did so-and-so wrong. We have a right. No, don't. Give me the chapter and verse for that. Now, with the spirit of pride, it's even harder to dislodge this wicked spirit, see? When the spirit of pride has moved in, too, it gets harder to get these spirits out. See, we got to hate these spirits. We got to recognize that we can't be ignorant of the way they work in our lives. Hebrews 12:15. Excuse me, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you and thereby many be defiled. Look, this is not just about you, because they're going to defile many people if you let this thing get strong in you, if you let it build a stronghold in you, if you let unforgiveness dig a hole in there and fill it up with its presence. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It can become a root spirit, and before long, all we see will be the other spirits there. In other words, now the root is underground, and you don't see the root. All you see is the trunk, the branches, the leaves, the anger, the murder, the revenge, the hate, the misery, all these other things, the offense, and all these different spirits. Bitterness is now hidden safely below the surface. At least it thinks it's safe. You know, no spirit is safe when the presence of God is there and people believe God. If people get their eyes open, the eyes of their understanding open. But bitterness thinks it's now safely hidden below the surface. And even though you might deal with some of the branches, some of the leaves, they grow back. Why? Because there's not been no fire of God to the roots, no dealing with the roots. The roots must also be cast out. And if we don't deal with the roots, then the strong man remains. See? Got to deal with the roots there. Got to deal with those demons that are hidden away below the surface. Now, when people deny Christians the children's bread, then there's some very, very, very sad results if we, when we're doing that. When that's done, when people are ignorant of it and they don't get delivered, they don't allow deliverance in their life, problems are taught to be because of a lack of surrender to God. Well, you having those problems, those demons, that's not a demon. That's just a problem in your life because you haven't surrendered fully to God. Hey, you can't surrender or crucify a demon. The Bible says, in my name you cast out devil. You can't surrender a devil. You can't crucify a devil. No, you have to cast out demons in Jesus' name. So don't give me that line of garbage. You're going to try to teach me that stuff. It's just a compromising, lying, deceiving gospel. Okay? It's not that problems are taught to be because of a lack of surrender to God. But how can you even surrender to God? Would you have a demon there that won't let you surrender to God? Come on. No, we're not this is not this accurate teaching. No, we're to yield to the Holy Ghost. We're to yield to God, and we're to let the Holy Spirit work in us and teach us and bring truth to the light. But not to, I'll just surrender. I could surrender. I could do this, God. I could surrender this part of my life, and then I'll be okay. Right? That don't work that way. But all inherited characteristics and personality quirks, well, they're all thought to be just to be unchangeable. You know, that's just the way I am, you know, and that's just the way I'll always be, and blah, 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 the lies go on, right? Yeah, you believe that. That's just the way I am. When it's a demon, this is another cop-out, you know, mental health problem. Oh, this is just a mental health problem. So you need to get involved in a mental health program, which teaches a genetic problem or an inherited problem. Such as you're just always going to be an alcoholic, like AA teaches, or there's a spot on your brain, or you need mind meds. That's your real problem. So because you're not taking meds, that's why you're the way you are. You just got this phobia, or you just got this thing wrong with you. And that's why you need to be on mind meds. That'll take care of it. See, that's why we have modern medicine today. Modern medicine doesn't want to admit it's a demon. Spirits are given legal ground to stay when the children's bread is denied, and it is denied in a lot of churches, and a lot of Christians deny it because they don't believe in deliverance. Okay, so Christians who don't believe in deliverance, by the way, are in increased demonization. They're having increased demonization in their life because demons love to work where they're not believed in. So if people don't believe that they can have a demon, guess what? They're going to have a lot more demons. So the spirits are free to work because, after all, you can't have one. So, yeah, we could just work freely here in this individual or these individuals. Fear and hopelessness, well, yeah. Despair and hopelessness are, you know, well, there's just no help. That's just, you know, that's just the way, you know. These despair and hopelessness are fed continually when they're not a demon. So it's just a problem that I have, and I can't get any help, blah, 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 because that's just the way I am, that's just the way I've been, and that's the way my mama and daddy was, and that's the way grandpa was, and yeah, come on. This is ridiculous. These are curses. These are spirits, generational spirits. These generational bloodline spirits that are set up in the family line are going to stay there until somebody rocks the boat and says enough of this and cast out the devil. And it gives ground to accept all medical and psychological diagnoses and medications. Not knowing that many medications may subdue demons some, but they just open the door for more demons. Yeah, because they're pharmakia, witchcraft, rooted in sorcery. So what should be done? Well, we're going to have to embrace the children's bread. We're going to have to be bold about it. We're going to have to keep casting out devils. We're going to have to pray, Lord, give us deliverance, Lord. Give us deliverance, Lord. And then we'll walk in deliverance and begin casting devils out on a regular basis out of our own selves and others. And not be intimidated by those who don't believe in it and by those who carry devils and try to stop it, the work of deliverance. And there's always going to be somebody rising up against deliverance. 2 Corinthians 7:1, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and the soul. The word here is used in the King James Spirit, but if you look it up, it's soul, speaking of soul, because they've been used interchangeably sometimes in the New Testament. So let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and soul, is how it's supposed to read, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Yeah. Cleanse the mind and the body through deliverance. The cleansing process. See, many of the things that you are and you do, they're not you at all. Paul said, it's the sin that dwelleth in me, or the demons that dwell in me. He said, in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. See? So many of the things that you do in life, they're not you. at all, but are the spirit that you have let in and the sin that's in there, which came in through your parents, some of it generational, some of it, as we say, you know, it's the sin in you. Like Paul said in Romans chapter 7, read it yourself if you don't remember the scripture. It's the sin that dwells in me. It's not I that do, and I do the things that I don't want to do. I do what I don't want to do. Why? Because it's the sin in me. It's the demons in me. See? Causing you to do things that you don't want to do, and you end up doing them anyway. How many times have you done things you don't want to do? Think about that one. Too many times, right? Many of us have a spiritual stronghold of the enemy. Maybe because we're jealous. Sometimes we have strongholds because we're jealous and we blame others for our inadequacy. Is that what Cain did? He was jealous of Abel. And what did he do? He murdered him. So if you have that jealousy, look out. You may have a spirit of murder too. Oh, but you might not really do the act. But hey, you know, you're doing it inside your mind. You need to repent. I mean, confess that. It's sin. Hey, I got murdered, Lord. I confess I have murdered towards so-and-so. You know, if you have that in you, you need to deal with it. Genesis 4 or 5, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect, and Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. He was jealous. He was angry, and he had murder. It led to murder. And God blessed Abel, but, oh, he blessed Abel more than me, and anger came, and then resentment, and then bitterness, jealousy, and murder. In verse 7, if thou doest well, shall thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over, thou should rule over him. That's what that word shall is. You should rule over sin. Its desire is for you, in other words, but you should rule over it. You don't have to let it rule over you. See? Oh, yeah. He was offended. This is where offense can lead. If you let that offense work you over and start getting into you and building a stronghold in you, look where it goes. It got him killing his brother. That's right. It got him to kill his brother. Even when you're offended, see, and hurt, a spirit crouches at the door like a vicious wild animal. A vicious beast first tempting you, and if you give it place, then it moves in. It moves in. Verse 8, and Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass that when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him, slew him, murdered him. Yeah, that's terrible, isn't it? It came in bitterness, anger, resentment, jealousy, murder. How many times have we just wanted to kill people? Well, of course, you wouldn't do it, but you said inside, oh, I could just kill them. I could just kill him. I could just kill her. I could just do away with them. Yeah. Wish they weren't even here. Wish we'd get rid of them. Yeah. Hey, these things, what are you saying? You're giving spirit place here. There are thousands of bitter and unforgiving Christians out there, unforgiving, jealous, and staying in the church and out of the church. Some in the church, some out of the church. Still hanging in there, right? But they're bitter. They're unforgiving. They're jealous of somebody else in the church. Yeah. Well, some people are repulsed. If you're strong in the Lord, the power of might, then you're repulsed by this type of person. And many times they don't even see, you know, they don't want to, you know, be around them, see? And the person themselves, they can't see that bitterness is oozing out of them and that they're repulsed. Other people are repulsed by them. People that don't have that bitterness in them and don't want that bitterness in them, they don't want to carry that stuff. And so now they make friends with other bitter people, and then the thing is just strengthened in both of the people, or however many bitter people that are unforgiving or jealous people that they get around, or people with murder in their flesh. It's a mess. Bitter people blame others when the fault is within themselves alone, right? That's right. Projection. Always projecting the blame on somebody else. I'm the poor victim. So-and-so mistreated me. I've been mistreated. I've been abused. Oh, my. Yeah, you poor thing. It's my pastor. It's my husband. It's my wife. It's my employer. It's my brother. It's my sister. It's so-and-so in church. Hey, we better remember our battle is not with flesh and blood, lest we open the door for bitterness and unforgiveness and jealousy and murder and lose the battle and a dark peril take place, a disaster take place, something horrible because you gave place and you thought your battle was with flesh and blood. See? Some other areas the enemy is hitting the church is in sexual. The sexual arena, man, that is a big stronghold of the enemy. Oh, men are in bondage to sexual sin and lust and porn and adultery and fornication. And they even lust after their own and others as well, other people's wives, their own wives, other people's wives. Married men doing that. Women allow their minds to be filled with sexual fantasies of love, fantasies of sex, fantasies with men and women. It's not just about men. It's just about women. I mean, men lust after men and women lust after women today. And, yeah, there's a lot of lesbians and homosexual spirits operating in the churches today. We need to break the curse of sexual sin in our lives, in our homes. We need to not allow perverted sex in the marriage bed, such as oral sex or anal sex in the marriage bed. Don't defile your marriage bed, right? Any other perversion of the marriage bed, I mean, oral sex is a demon, has led many to have desires for homosexuality. And homosexuality is not something that you were just born to be, like some people are trying to tell you today, but it's a spirit. Either passed down generationally or let in through perversions or abuse, and it has to be cast out and renounced if a person's ever going to really get free of homosexuality or lesbianism or any of these LGBTQ stuff, transgender stuff, and all this stuff. So many different perversions today that the devil is bought in. Inordinate affection, vile passion, porno, harlotry, seduction, sodomy, incest, whoredom, bestiality. I mean, there's so many. There's the unclean things going on, and Christians are partaking of them and still in church. Still going to church, yet partaking of these things. And they don't want to do it, but then they do want to do it. See, there's a part of them that does, a part of them that doesn't. You see the bondage that they're in. Deuteronomy 23:17, there shall be no whore of the daughters of Israel, nor a sodomite of the sons of Israel. Thou shalt not bring the hire of a whore or the price of a dog into the house of the Lord thy God for any vow, for even both these are an abomination unto the Lord. See, I mean, these things are an abomination to God. And there are many more scriptures on this about these things, but I'm not going to read them all. Sensuality, wandering eyes with ungodly desires. How many men's eyes wander? Women, too. I mean, they'll look at things. I've caught them looking at, and I've had them confess to me. I'm always looking at man's private parts, you know. My eyes go down and I look at the man's private parts. I've had a number of women confess that one to me over the years. Yeah. So, you know, wandering eyes, sensuality, with ungodly thoughts and desires and promiscuity, adultery, fornication, looking upon the father's nakedness. I mean, listen, you've indulged in these things, you need to confess them and cast them out, because ours is a nation bound by myriad sexual sins today. We're living in a nation that just so sexually bound. They're so given over to this stuff. And it's because it's in society, it's in Hollywood. It's been propagated since the day you were in your mother's womb. See? And by the way, if you have children and you're taking baths naked with your children, and those children are over 2 years old, you're partaking of something that is unclean, and you're subjecting your children to something that's unclean, right? So if they're the same, if they're the different sex than you, or the same sex, it doesn't matter. When you're letting them look upon your naked body, that's perversion, okay? Perversion. And a lot of things in the home people do, and I've been amazed at some of the things that Christians have said that they do. Well, they just don't see anything wrong with it, or if they have, they long ago, if you do something long enough and you're convicted of it, then you quit being convicted of it. In other words, you just think it's okay then, if you do it long enough. Yeah. Or things in the home, a cursed object that just trolls, unicorns. All these unicorns that Christian children wear on their clothing. Really? Are you serious? You let the children wear cursed objects on their shirts and on their T-shirts and on their pajamas, and you don't even think about it? You don't even realize or want to realize what you're doing, bringing those things into your home? Oh, satanic, ungodly music? You have that in your home? What for? Hell, monsters? Fairies, elves, Harry Potter stuff, Jehovah's Witness literature. Why would you hold on to it? Oh, if they gave it to me, well, get rid of it. It's not worth bringing you into bondage for. Well, it costs money. I don't want to get rid of it. Well, then you stay in bondage then. Over. Because it costs money, you're going to keep it? Bad movies, horror movies, Satanist movies and stuff like that, magic and all that stuff, but get it out. Dispose of it. Or you'll have a peril, a dark peril going on, a demon-inspired and set up disaster and peril going on in your life. Get rid of the stuff. I tell you, it's too easy, isn't it, for people to keep junk in their lives, in their home today. I don't understand it. It's amazing to me, right? Now, I also want to say something about rebellion. You know, this spirit of rebellion is rampant, and it is a dark peril that is presently bringing people into great bondage. I mean, our American government, for the most part, is in rebellion against God right now. And that's right, those who are in positions of authority are in rebellion against God. And because they're in rebellion against God, that released more of that spirit of rebellion on the country. And people that get in agreement with them and call them their leaders, their presidents, their this, that, their other, they fall under that same rebellion. See? Oh, yeah. And they just subject themselves to that spirit. Yeah. They're in rebellion against God. Want to kill babies and do everything that's against the word of God to deceive the people and not be the government by the people for the people, but instead be the government over the people and dominate the people and dictate to the people what they're going to do. And because of that evil, dark perils and disasters are being allowed and released on the nation that are like this, released on this nation, look at the southern border, that's a dark peril. But it's because the people are in rebellion. The leaders are in rebellion, and they're forcing their rebellion on the nation. Rebellion is seen in the invention of new ways to do evil, whether it be in the hybrid beings or perversion, like Russia putting human sperm in monkeys to try to create some kind of super soldier, or consulting with so-called aliens and beings from another dimension, or simply being Satanists and Luciferians and witches and warlocks and worshipers of the dark and evil. It's all rebellion against God because God forbids it. And because it's against God, it's coming from Satan. Yeah. It brings open doors and judgments and peril. And if one does not turn away from it and repent for their wickedness, this stuff is going to come on. And as history bears it out, leaders of nations usually do not turn away from their sin or repent, do they? Not usually. We haven't seen them. I never saw Hillary Clinton repent, did you? I never saw Bill Clinton repent. I never saw Obama repent. Never saw this one that claims to be a leader now to repent. No. They don't repent. So evil continually is being released on people of the nation and other nations too, not just this nation, who have leaders in rebellion against God. It is rebellion to murder and abort a child and support the sacrificing of babies in any way, shape, or form. It is rebellion to promote LGBTQ and the perverted marriage of such too. I mean, it's rebellion against God to kill civilians and soldiers in lust-filled wars and greedy COVID vaccinations for control and money and population reduction. That's rebellion. And these people, rebellion is as witchcraft, the Bible says, and they're going to they're going to have some dark perils come on them as well. Political advancement through ungodly means, such as lying, cheating, and killing. And stealing is rebellion. Planned Parenthood is rebellion. To partake of it is to partake of rebellion and to partake of witchcraft. When are people going to wake up to this reality of this stuff? I tell you, it's time for a wake-up call, very much so. That's right. Planned famine and control of the money system for political and corporate gain is rebellion against God. It's deceiving the people of the world. Deceiving. See? Deceiving people is rebellion. Selling weapons to evil for evil purposes is rebellion. To promote evil in any form is rebellion. Right? And people are doing it today. Promoting evil. They're not promoting godliness. They don't promote churches right now. They're wanting to shut the churches down. They're wanting to shut godly people up. But, oh, they want to promote darkness and witchcraft and Satanism, all manner of evil, all manner of perversion. They want to promote subjecting the human race to serfdom and becoming little serfs that run around doing the biddings of the globalists and the New World Order and all the people who have the money. He wants the people that everybody except them to not have money. And this is what we're headed for. And that's called utopia? No, that's called bondage. That's called dark peril. That's called evil and destruction coming upon the human race. Prostitution and allowing it is rebellion against God. Promoting euthanasia is rebellion against God. For politicians don't have the right to determine who can live and who can die, but that's what they're doing today through the COVID. They're killing off millions of people ultimately, right? It's not over yet. They say within 3 years, some people are saying that people are going to start just dying all over the place from who took the vaccination. And some people are giving it less time than that, 6 months, some people say, and some people say 1 year, some different authorities have said different amounts. Different doctors have said different time periods. But still, there's going to be a harvest of death. But that's what they want. That's what the people like the gates of hell want. Yeah, Bill Gates, gates of hell. Yeah. So, hey, this is rebellion against God. And the devil is behind it, of course, but people are yielding to it. People are giving over to it. And they're in rebellion too. They made choices to be on the devil's side, to be part of the devil's team. Yeah. See, we are led by sin in this nation, and many nations of the world are led by sin in this life. And if led by sin, who are people really being led by? Who do you think? Demons. Are we as Christians supposed to submit to demons? I don't think so. That's not what the Bible says, is it? The Bible says, give no place to the devil. So I'm not to give any place to Joe Biden. I mean, how can I? Because I'm not to submit to devil. The people are promoting everything dark and evil and devilish. How can I submit to that? Yes, just something to think about. So is it any wonder that dark perils are taking place here on the earth right now and are going to continue to take place and increase? And yet you and I can overcome these dark perils and perilous times and overcome through Jesus? Jesus has given us authority over the evil and the evil one, right? What did he say in Luke 10, 19 and 20? Let's go read it to refresh our mind. Amen. Refresh our memory on this. Luke 10, 19 and 20. It tells us here, behold, I've given unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. But is it hurting Christians today? Are Christians being hurt today? Yeah, because why? They're not trampling. They're not treading on serpents and scorpions. They're letting the serpents and scorpions tread on them. See? But see, the Bible tells us here that we are to tread on serpents and scorpions. And over, I've given it to you. I've given you the power. Well, just because he's given us the power, does that mean you're walking in the power? No, it doesn't. Does it? Notwithstanding this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. But nevertheless, the truth of this matter is the spirits are subject unto you and to I, if we will take them and make them subject to, because God's already told us they are. But we have to take that position and take that authority and walk in it. Yes, we have to tread on the surface of the scorpion. We have to put them under our feet and tread on them, or it isn't going to happen. Okay? Right. Just because you have something in the Bible, if you're ignorant of it, you're perishing for the lack of the knowledge. You know, but you know you can also perish for not doing what it says you can do. See? For not operating in the truth and reality of the promise and the statement of truth that the Bible has said. See, there are a lot of Christians who will not walk in the treading on serpents and scorpions. They will not walk as if the spirits are subject to them. They will not live that way. They will never live that way. They will die and go to heaven without ever living this way. But does that mean they didn't have the power to tread on serpents and scorpions while they were here? No, it doesn't, because the promise is there. The word is there. The truth is there. The truth is available to every believer, but not every believer will walk in the truth, see, because they're ignorant. And they perish for lack of knowledge because they refuse to have the knowledge, or they refuse to obey the knowledge and walk as if it's true. And so they're in bondage today because of that. And they're going to stay in bondage because they refuse to act as if the word of God is true and live their day by day, moment by moment life as if the word of God is true in their life. Jesus said in the word that we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. Right? That's pretty strong word, folks. Yeah. And that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. I mean, there's some things that are mighty in the word of God. And yet Christians are not walking that way. You know, I don't need a silver bullet. I have the sword of the Spirit. You know? People are trying to get you a silver bullet, trying to get you some silver so you'll have silver to deal with the vampires when they come. You know? I don't need these devices, to carnal devices, to deal with a being of darkness. Because the Bible said we deal with these beings of darkness with the faith of God, fighting the good fight of faith with the sword of God, the word of God, and the name of Jesus, and the weapons of our warfare, not carnal through God, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. But you must believe. If not, the dark perils ahead in this world will consume you, and they will take you out before your time. And Jesus has protection for disasters. What do we have? Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hey, Jesus has a place hidden in him where God's people can't abide. But how many know that not every one of God's people are going to abide there? Not every one of God's people are going to believe this. Not every one of God's people are going to walk in this. This is what I want you to see. that so many of God's people, just because it's in the Word of God, doesn't mean it's so in their life, because they're not making it so in their life. It may be true for them and available to them, but just because something's available to them doesn't mean they're going to walk in it. Right? That's right. Surely he will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Who's the fowler? The devil, demon, the pestilence, the curses that's coming on the earth. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust, and his truth shall be thy shield and buckler. The word of God, right? His truth, his word shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand. Listen, it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thy eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling place, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion, the adder, the young lion, the dragon, shalt thou trample under their feet. Do you hear this? Why are God's people not walking like this? Why are they not living this way? Do they just not believe the word of God? Do they just not believe? Would the Lord find faith when he comes in his church? What's going on here? You must believe. We must believe the word of God, folks. If we don't believe it, it's not going to be our reality. Okay? We're seeing things like we've never seen in our lifetime today. And the wickedness of people's hearts and their actions should not amaze us. The Bible says the heart of men and women is desperately wicked. So it shouldn't amaze you about this stuff. Just take your authority. Walk in your authority. Walk in the truth of the word. You can walk through these times. You think God didn't see them coming? You think God didn't, when he wrote the Bible, do you think he didn't see the end times coming and the latter days of the earth? And you think he didn't prepare and give us everything we need through the word of God? He knew this was all coming. He knew COVID would come. He knew all this stuff was planned by the dark and evil one. Huh? Oh, yeah. That wickedness is more and more visible than ever. But remember, we live in the last latter days, perilous dark days. So it's not any wonder how wicked the world is, as Satan is going all out to establish his dark world and dark government of evil and darkness, right? It's not any wonder. The Bible warns us of all of this. It tells us this stuff's going to happen in the latter day. But he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I'll be with you to the end. Hey, if the Lord is walking with you, then you are an overcomer. If you'll believe that and act that way. But you got to start acting like the word says, instead of acting like you're living in fear all the time, afraid of your own shadow and the things that are coming upon the earth, afraid of disease and bowing down before disease as disease is some god. And the medical establishment and fear, you bow before fear. Oh, we're all going to die. Well, yeah, we're all going to die someday, but with a long life, I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. That's what I believe. I believe the word of God. See? And, oh, but what if I die before my time? Well, hey, it's better to die believing God than to die not believing God, and in unbelief and fear and bondage to a bunch of devils. If you're going to die, better to die that way than to die in bondage to a bunch of devils and unbelief and living in fear all the time and worry. Huh? Amen. See, Satan going all out to establish his dark government, his dark, dark world. His world is a world that uses people to bring destruction on people because he hates people. The devil hates people even though he uses some. And it looks like, oh, man, he must favor these people. And he must like these people. And no, they're just pawns in his hand to accomplish what is his hatred toward God, So therefore, he hates the people God created, and he wants to use them to do dark and evil, because then he can say, look, God, these people you created are so evil, and they hate you. They look just like me. They joined my club. You know? Yeah. So, yeah, he's just going to destroy everybody when he's done using them. He uses them and dumps them. He doesn't love anybody, doesn't care for anybody, can't save anybody. He can't, you know, he can make all these vain promises, but it's all lies. Yeah, and he does it all because he hates God. He hates Jesus. He hates the plan of redemption. He hates that Jesus got the best of him and defeated him publicly 2,000 years ago. And he doesn't want you to know that he's defeated, that he's a defeated foe. So he works on deception. He works on lies. The father of a lie. See, if he could get you to believe the lie, then he could get you in his, you know, under his subjection. So all this is going to come to a head, and then the end should come. Oh, yeah, it's going to come to a head. But expect Jesus to show up mightily in the midst of all this for his people, because he loves his people. He's not going to be outdone by the devil. And we need to start living in daily expectation. We need to walk in our God-given faith today. Let it grow, let it grow, let it grow. Feed on the Word of God. Faith coming by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. And we got to hear on God's Word. We got to listen. We got to get it soaked into us to where it's a dominant force in our life. Instead of fear being the dominant force, the Word of God and faith and love and hope is the dominant force in our life. Because a lot of Christians have dominant forces that are not biblical. And they let these things be the dominant force when it's not biblical for those things to be a dominant force in their life. But they're allowing fear of COVID to be a dominant force. They're allowing fear of death, fear of the future, fear of this, fear of that, fear of, you know, come on, listen. You're not living in the future, you're living in now, right? The nasty now, well, it could be the glorious now. It depends on how you look at it, right? So Jesus is going to show up for his people in the midst of all this, because he's not going to forsake his people. He's not going to be gone from his people. He said, I'll never leave you, never forsake you. So we need to live in expectation of God. We need to walk in our God-given faith. We need to let it grow. And the war with it, and stand with it, and trample on Satan under our feet with it, right? We shall tread on serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. Yeah? Put them devils in their right place, which is under your feet, out of your body and soul, right? Out of your body and soul. You don't want to carry them around in your mind, will, and emotion. You don't want to carry them around inside of you. Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, people. This is glorious time, really. It's a glorious time, but it's also perilous times, and it's dark times. But it's a glorious time. The Bible says that we're going to shine brighter and brighter until the full day. Brighter and brighter, not darker and darker, brighter and brighter. So let that faith grow. Listen to the Word of God. Get those demons out of your soul and your body. Be bold with them. Let them know who's the boss. Amen. Because the Bible says the spirit is subject to us. And yeah, our great rejoicing is that our names are written to the Lamb book of life. I rejoice about that. I'm excited about being with Jesus forever. But you know what? I know right now the devil's position, that they are subject to me. And they're subject to you if you believe that. And you'll walk that way. We can let them be subject to us together, and two will put 10,000 to flight, one will put 1,000, two 10,000, and we just keep on exemplifying that. The more believers that will walk in the truth, so no wonder the devil fights the truth so hard. See, no wonder. So we need to be bold with them. We need to let them know who's the boss. Otherwise, they're going to exalt themselves against us. See, and they'll exalt themselves based on what? They'll do it based on a lie. They'll do it based on a deception. And here we have the truth to stand on, and we won't even walk in it. Come on, let's start walking in the truth thing. Come on, we've got to walk uprightly. We've got to walk as God called us to walk. He placed us to live in the latter days, and he didn't place us here to just be ignorant and walk through life and live and die and do nothing and just be bored with it all and think it's nothing and just be miserable the whole time. He didn't call us to walk that way. He called us to walk, you know, as a saint of God, in authority, as a child of the King. Be ye holy as I am holy, right? He called us to walk as priests and prophets and kings, to handle his blood, to be bold as a lion. What are we doing here, people? What is going on? We're the chosen. Let's not be the chosen frozen. Hey, we've been chosen by God. We're not of the first church of the Frigidaire. No, we're of the first church of the Son of the Living God. We're the first church of Jesus Christ. We're sons and daughters of the Living King. Let's be bold. Let's be unashamed. Let's believe his promise and his word and see it come to pass. See it be our reality. Because it is. But it has to be done by faith. It has to be walked in by faith. Fear is not going to walk in it. Fear will bring you into bondage every time. Listen to me. I know what I'm talking about. Fear will keep you in bondage. Faith will bring you into the glorious liberty of the sons of God, where you can live in grace and truth, where, hey, that's glorious liberty, the Bible says. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Well, we're going to stop here. We're going to do some deliverance. I hope that you were encouraged here by these words tonight, that the Lord spoke under the anointing and that it will do something for you, that will change you, and you'll walk differently. You'll walk more powerfully. You'll walk in a new strength. Amen. Let's be that way. Let's walk that way. Let's think that way. Let's talk that way. And let's see the glory of God in the land of the living here before he comes back. Hallelujah. If he's coming back, and it isn't that long. Amen. It ain't going to be that long. Might be your lifetime, right? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Well, we'll just come back a few minutes. We'll do some deliverance. Father, thank you for the word of God tonight and the powerful truths that were shared tonight and the liberation ability that was given, the grace of liberation, the grace and truth that was shared, Lord. We thank you for these things, and we thank you that we each are partakers, and that we're going to walk in them, and we're going to see the goodness of them in our lives. And we give you the glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. All right. Well, praise God, praise God. We'll be right back here, and we'll go ahead and do some deliverance.
Troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed, and not in despair, not in
not in despair, but in truth. Not in despair, but in love. Not in despair, but in faith and trust and hope. Yeah. Would you put your hope in him tonight? All of it. Quit hoping in the things of this world and hope in the things of the Spirit. Put your faith in the things of the Spirit, not in the things of this world. They're going to fail you. I guarantee the things of this world will all fail and fade away, but the things of the Spirit will not. So put your faith where it really matters. Put your faith in the things that are true and unfailing. Amen. The kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is ours. And we are in the kingdom of God. And it doesn't come with observation, but it is here. Yeah. The world, they don't get it. They don't have the mind of Christ. They can't get it. So we get it. If you're thinking is spiritual, you get it. You get your mind opened up. And revelation is coming to you. Understanding of the things of God and the things of the Spirit and the things of deliverance. And we're going to do some deliverance here, okay? Do that. You say, I break the power of the enemy over me in Jesus' name, and I command every wicked spirit in me. Just say it. I command every wicked spirit in me to come out now in Jesus' name. I cover myself and my family. Just speak these things. I cover myself and my family with the blood of Jesus. You can't go into them when you leave me. Just confess that. You can't go into them when you leave me or my animals or stay on my premises. You go in Jesus' name as you are cast out in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So we command these spirits, these unclean sexual spirits that we talked about tonight, to go right now. These fantasy spirits, these unclean lust spirits, you come out. Come out right now. Come out. Come on, all the way out. Come on. All those spirits have to go right now. In the name of Jesus, the wandering eyes, you come out of it. The wandering eyes spirits, come out now. In the name of Jesus, you come out. Come out of there, all the way out. Come out, the wandering eyes. You come out, the lustful eyes. Come out, 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 come out. All that lustful spirit, go in the name of Jesus. The uncleanness, the homosexual spirit, come out. Come out, the lesbian spirit. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, the perversion, come out, 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 all the perverse spirits, go right now, the sexual perversion, come out, the oral sex, the anal sex, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. If you partake of that, confess it and let them go. Come out right now, go all the way out, all the way out, oral sex, anal sex, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there, all the way out. The blood of Jesus is against you right now. Go, keep going, all the way, all the way. Come out, come on out, all the way out, all the way out. Go in the name of Jesus. Keep moving, all the way out. Pornography, masturbation, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. We break the curse. We break the control of these spirits over you. Come out in the name of Jesus right now. Come out, come out, all the way out, all the way up out of there. The Kundalini spirit, you go all the way out. Go, 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 come out, come out, come out, come out of there, all the way. Bestiality, we break the curse of that. You go, bestiality, come out, come out. Come out, the masturbation, come out, come out, come out, come out of there. Go in the name of Jesus right now. Go, 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 go. Come out, 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 out of there. All the way out. You have to go. That rebellion, you come out. Come out, that rebellion. We come and get this spirit of rebellion that's rampant in the nation. Oh, yeah. all the rampant in the church, too, all that rebellion, you come out of it. Come out, that spirit of rebellion. Go, we break the curse of rebellion, rebelliousness. Come out, come out, come out. In the name of Jesus, that rebelliousness, go in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out, the witchcraft, rebellion is that witchcraft. Come out, all the witchcraft that came with rebellion, come out. Come out, and because of rebellion, come out. Come out, witchcraft, go in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus, all the witchcraft, go, 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 go. Come out, come out. Come out of there. All the way, blasphemy spirit, come out. That blasphemy, come out. Come out, come out, come out. The cursing, profane spirit, come out. The cursing, the blasphemy, come out, come out, come out. All the way out, all the way. Those antichrist spirits, you come out too. Those antichrist spirits, come out, come out. Yeah, there are many antichrist spirits in the world, and many Christians have antichrist spirits. But any area where you stand against Christ in your life is antichrist, in fact. Come out of there. All those antichrist spirits, go, go, go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. That unforgiveness, too, you come out. The unforgiving spirit, the spirit of offense and unforgiveness, and you come out of there right now, that unforgiveness. What are you holding against somebody? What are you doing as a Christian? If you don't forgive, you're turned over to the torment of the demons, the Bible says. Why are you holding stuff against one another? We command an unforgiving spirit to come out. Come out right now in Jesus' name. That unforgiving spirit, come out. Unforgiveness, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, unforgiveness. I bind that unforgiving spirit. In the name of Jesus, you come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, all those unforgiving spirits, go, 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 come out, 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 come out of there, all unforgiveness, all bitterness, come out, all hatred, come out, 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 resentment, come out, come out, resentment, you have to go, resentment. Come out in Jesus' name, all the way out. All that resentment, in Jesus' name, you go all the way out. All the way out, that murder spirit, the hatred spirit, you come out. Come out, the murder, the hatred, you have to go right now. Go, come out, come out, come out. Keep coming out, the blood of Jesus right now. The hatred, hating somebody, wanting to kill somebody, the rage towards somebody, you come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there. The blood of Jesus against you, come out, come out, come on all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. The chaos in your mind, the chaos in your life, come out. Spirit of chaos, come out in the name of Jesus right now. That chaos, you come out of there, all the way out. All that chaos in the mind, come out. The confusion, the mental mind fog, come out. Come out, the confusion, the mind fog, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there, all the way out of there. In Jesus' name, you have to go. The blood is against you. The confusion, the mental fog, you come out of there. The mind fog in there, you come out, come out, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. You go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out in Jesus' name. Come out. Keep coming out of there. You are defeated by the blood, that mental mind fog, that memory loss, forgetfulness. You come out. Come out. Come out. The forgetfulness. Come out. The mind fog, the forgetfulness. Come out. Come out of there. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Blood of Jesus. You keep coming out. Keep coming out in Jesus' name. All the way out. All the way out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. The blood of Jesus against you right now. All the way. All the way. All the way. In Jesus' name. Go. Go. Rejection by Father. You come out. We break the curse of rejection, my Father. Come out of there. Come out of there. The blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of there. In Jesus' name, I bind you. You come up out of there. Keep going in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out. Rejection by Father. Rejection by Mother. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus. Keep going. All the way. Keep going. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go. 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 The Lord rebuke you, that hopeless spirit. You come out. That hopeless spirit, feeling hopeless about life and your future. Come out. Hopeless about a loved one where you, if they'll never change, they'll never get free. Come out of there. All that hopeless spirit that's just ministering to you. You come out of there. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of there. The blood of Jesus right now. You go. You go. Come up out of there right now. The hopelessness. Hopelessness. Come out. Come out. Come out of there. Hopelessness about them. Hopeless about somebody. Hopeless about your own life. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of there. The blood of Jesus right now. Keep going. Keep going. Up out of there. All the way. All the way out of there. Up and out. Up and out. Some people just living with daily hopelessness. I rebuke that. You just feel like you have nothing to live for. That just feeling even depressed. We come against that spirit of depression. We come against that depression. You come out. Come out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out of there. Come out of there. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out. In Jesus' name. Come out of there. All the way out. We break those curses of PMS in Jesus' name. We go right now. Curse of asthma. We break that asthma. We come against that asthma spirit. You come out of there. Go, go, go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of there. Those digestive problems, those cancer spirits. We come against cancer and digestive spirits too. And the digestive system, come out of there right now. Spirits that are lodged in the lungs. You come out of the lungs in Jesus' name. Come up out of there right now. Come out of the lungs. Come out of the lungs. I bind you. Your spirits lodged in the lungs. Spirits of pneumonia. Spirits of asthma, bronchitis, we command you to go, of cancer, go in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. Those spirits of cancer, we rebuke you. Come out wherever you're at in the body. We rebuke cancer and command you to go now. Come out now in Jesus' name. Go, go, go. All the way out. All cancer spirits, all pain spirits, you come out. Spirits of pain, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there. The blood of Jesus, all those pain spirits, go, 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 all the way out. All pain spirit, liver spirit, spirits that lodge in the liver, liver disease, come out of the liver right now. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of the liver right now, all the way out. Spirits lodged in the liver, spirits lodged in the kidneys, come out. All the way out. Spirit lodged in the lungs. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. I bind you. Heart issues right now. We come against that in Jesus' name. Lodged in the heart and the circulatory system. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. There's circulation problems. Those spirits that are blocking the vessels and the veins and the circulation, you come out of there. I bind you, blockage your spirit. Come out. Come out now. The blood of Jesus. Go, go. Come out. Come out of there. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. Come out. 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 Up and out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Come out of there. I'll cough them out. Everybody take a few coughs. Get them out. all the way out. Get them out. All the way up out of it. Breathe them out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Keep going. Keep going. All the way out. In Jesus' name. You have to go. We break your control. In Jesus' name. We break your control. All the way up out of there. Every one of you have to go. Have to go. All the way out of there. All the way up out of there. Inflammation in the brain. Demons attached to the brain. You get out of the brain. Right now. Come out. Come out. The spirits of brain fog. Bondage to the brain. Mind-binding spirits. You come out of the brain. Come out. 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 All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. Those anxiety spirits. Come out. All the way out. All that anxiety. You go. The blood of Jesus. We rebuke anxiety. Come out. Come out now. All that anxiety. Worrying about stuff. Going and laying in bed. Worrying about this. Worrying about that. Instead of casting your cares on the Lord. How many Christians do that? And yet the Bible tells you, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. You think Jesus doesn't care for you? Is that why you worry? Because you don't believe God? You don't believe what he says in his word? It's like it's just a nice book to you? You think it's not written because it's real? You think it's not written because it's a reality and it's not some just little fantasy thing that we can just read and, oh, how nice. That's really nice. I wish it were true. Hey, it is true, but you have to believe it. See, faith activates the word reality to you. See, without your faith, the word is not activated. It's not real to you. It's just nice and written, and, oh, I hope that's true. So, but you cannot live like your life depends on it, see, because faith hasn't activated. You've got to let your faith work and activate God's word into the reality that it is in your life, see? Into the reality that it really is. Come out of there. All that high blood pressure, hypertension, and all that, you come out of there right now. Come on. All that high blood pressure, hypertension, all of that, you come out of there right now. We break the power of spirits working in that area of the blood pressure. Come out now. All the way out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. The blood of Jesus, come out of there. All the way out. Hypertension, come out, come out. High blood pressure, come out, come out, come out of there. All the way out, all the way out. We break curses of Alzheimer's disease and dementia. We break those curses, those demons. We command them to go. We break the generational curses. Go right now, all the way out. All the way out, all the Alzheimer's, dementia spirits, come out now, all the way out, go, in Jesus' name, come out of there, go, 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 all the way out, shortness of breath, you come out of there, shortness of breath, come out right now, go, go, all the way out, shortness of breath, you come out now, all that shortness of breath, we break the curse of shortness of breath. Right now, in Jesus' name, go, go, come out of there, come out of the lungs, come out of the breathing, come out, all the way out, this shortness of breath, go, 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 all the way out, up and out of there, right now, in Jesus' name, right now, all that shortness of breath, you have to go, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, you're a lying devil, and you have to obey the word of God, now you come out of there. All the way out. All that shortness of breath. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All that spirit of infirmity. Come out. Come on. Spirit of infirmity. Come out of there right now. In Jesus' name. All the way out. All the way out. Come on. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. Go. Keep going now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We rebuke these spirits that work against the body. Yeah, see, they don't just work against the mind. They work against the body, too. They get in the body and the soul. So we command them to go from the body and the soul right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Listen, if you ever partaking of yoga, you're cursed, and you've cursed your body. So we command those spirits of yoga to come out right now, all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go right now. Go, 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 go. All the way, those spirits of yoga come out. From ever participating in yoga or transcendental meditation, you curse yourself. But we break the curse of yoga, and the spirits of yoga have to come out right now. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out right now. Come out of there. All those yoga spirits, all those TM spirits, all those New Age spirits, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of there. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go in Jesus' name right now. Go in the name of Jesus. You have to go all the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. All the way out. All the way out. All yoga, all New Age spirits. Go in the name of Jesus. We break your hold. We break that New Age stuff off of you in the name of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus right now. Go, 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 go. All the way. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go, high cholesterol. Go, go, go. All that high cholesterol. You come out of the body in Jesus' name. Come out of the body. We rebuke high cholesterol. Go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All that high cholesterol and clogged arteries. Go all the way out. All that high cholesterol. Come out. 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 Come out in Jesus' name. All the way out. All the way out. Keep going. All the way up out of there. In Jesus' name. Just go. You command it out. We break your hold over people and their bodies in Jesus. And by the stripes of Jesus, you're healed. And then in the name of Jesus, the demons have to leave too. We cast out demons and pray for the sick and they shall recover. We put them both, healing and deliverance, together. People get well. And you have to go. Every one of these spirits, and Lord, we just pray for healing and health in people's body right now as we close out the program and seal this deliverance that people have received for them. And Lord, we just thank you for health and healing, healing of their blood circulatory system and their, every part of their body, any cancer. We thank you that that's gone in Jesus' name. We thank you for health and healing. Thank you for healing lungs. Thank you for healing colon and digestive systems and mind, Father. We thank you as well as the delivering of them, that the healing is taking place now as well in Jesus' name, Father. We thank you that you are the Lord, the God that healeth us in Jesus' name. We thank you for healing us in Jesus' name. Everybody believe that. Say amen. I believe it and I receive it in Jesus' name. All right. Well, we love you, folks. And we thank you for listening to us. The program tonight, and we'll be back next week the same time and the same place. God bless you, and you just be filled with Jesus this weekend. Just get filled up to overflowing.